More than half of the nation's electric power is generated by coal. Last week, President Bush called for an increased investment in so-called clean coal technology, with an eye toward encouraging even more coal use. This is welcomed by the coal industry in West Virginia. However, it's of great concern to many of the state's residents who fear it'll bring an increase in mountaintop removal. That's the practice in which mountaintops are literally blasted away to get at the coal seams beneath. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The road up Kayford Mountain, where Larry Gibson's family cemetery sits, is steep and rutted. He shifts his four-wheel drive pickup into low to make the climb.
We have approximately 300 people buried up here. We had a funeral last week up here.
The spot is green and beautiful in the way old cemeteries often are. Many of the graves of Gibson's ancestors are marked with simple wooden crosses. The oldest have crumbling stones with inscriptions worn away over the years. It's not until you walk to the edge of the clearing you notice anything amiss. The mountain idol gives way to a sharp drop, and the vista, instead of rolling wooded mountaintops, is of a vast treeless clearing.
What you see behind you, the road coming down here is about 20 feet below our feet. Right here, this road right here used to go up over this mountain here. This mountain over here now has been cut down maybe 800 feet from where it originally was. Because at one time I could sit in the cemetery right here and have to look up over the trees to see the sun. Now I can look down and see the sun.
The mountaintops have been blasted away with dynamite. A huge shovel dubbed Big John has scooped up the topsoil, rocks, and trees and dumped it into what used to be the valleys surrounding Kayford Mountain. It is this way all over southern West Virginia. An estimated 1,000 miles of streams have been buried with what's called valley fill. 300,000 acres of hardwood forest in the state have been cleared. Larry Gibson.
My camp people lived out in them fields, too. We could stand right here and look through the trees and see horses roaming in the pasture over there.
Many West Virginia residents are alarmed at the destruction of the state's mountains in the name of providing low-sulfur coal for eastern power plants. Janice Knees of the Coal River Mountain Watch says mountains are more than sources of energy or even things of beauty.
People who live in the mountains have a really unique relationship with the mountains that I think unless you've lived there, you really don't understand. We used it for recreation. We used it for food when times were rough. You could find berries. You could hunt, you know, that type of thing. We used it for medicine, herbal medicine. We used it to bury our dead. It was a spiritual kind of relationship between us and the mountains.
Now, in many areas, the coal companies have moved in and bought out mountaintop homesteads. Other residents have left to escape the daily blasting. The traditional way of life has also been disrupted by the change in the way the coal is taken from the ground. Dynamite and some heavy equipment operators and truck drivers have taken the place of hundreds of miners. Fewer miners and their families mean the decline of Main Street. In Whitesville, south of Charleston, the main drag was once lined with bars, grocery stores, a bowling alley, and a movie house. Now there are only a few small shops and dollar stores and lots of boarded-up windows. There are other concerns about the toll mountaintop removal is taking. Dwayne Rohrer stands next to the Marsh Fork of the Coal River.
What we're looking at is the Marsh Fork Elementary School, which to your right here and directly behind and above it is the slurry impound for, I think this is Goals Coal Company. It's one of the A.T. Massey subsidiaries.
Slurry is coal waste, fine dusty particles of coal and mud and water. Rohrer, a former miner, says it's the consistency of gravy and contains heavy metals, including arsenic. The impound in question is held back by an earthen dam several hundred feet above the valley floor and the school.
If the impound broke loose, the first thing in its path is our elementary school with all of our kids.
It's not an idle worry. Impounds have broken before. One in Martin County, Kentucky last October spilled more than 250 million gallons of slurry. And nearly 30 years ago, 125 people were killed in West Virginia when a slurry dam collapsed. And this is the thing. People want plentiful, inexpensive electricity. But Dwayne Rohrer says the price for some is high.
Well, it is cheap and plentiful for the people that are not in the area where it's being mined. Here we're paying for it day by day with the disturbance to our very lives and the destruction of our communities that are giving way to the coal mines.
The coal industry maintains the slurry dams are safe and highly regulated. And Bill Rainey, president of the West Virginia Coal Association, concedes mountaintop mining is not much to look at, but he says the sites will be improved.
I can take you out and show you one of these sites that is very much like a construction site, and it's not pretty at all while it's in operation. But I need to have you revisit that when it's done and take a look at it. And it's like the housing development when they're laying the streets and putting in the water and sewer lines, then it's not very pretty. But once the houses are built and it's landscaped, then it's dramatically different when you go back and look at it.
But critics say the law ordering coal companies to reclaim mountaintop removal sites with topsoil and trees is rarely followed or enforced. Environmentalists have tried to block mountaintop removal in court, but a federal judge's ruling in their favor was overturned by a 3-judge appeals panel. It's the economic arguments that seem to carry the most weight in a state that even in the best of times ranks among the lowest in per capita income. Electric customers in West Virginia pay 5 cents a kilowatt hour for their coal-generated power, a third of the cost in areas where coal is not a big part of the energy mix. What's more, Rainey says, coal power is reliable.
Our lights are on in West Virginia. They're on when we want them to be on. We're not having to be told to turn them on and turn them off at a certain time. And that's a huge benefit. That's something that California has brought to the nation's attention, of what a dramatic impact that has on everyone's lives. So we've got to look at the convenience that we have of that and think about the true benefit that we have here in West Virginia of having low-cost, dependable, reliable electricity.
But back on Cayford Mountain, Larry Gibson takes little solace in the convenience mountaintop removal has brought.
Lottie's grave right here says, rest in peace. You imagine that? Then the big dynamites come through and rocks coming through. Rest in peace. Maybe they will one day. Not right now.
Brian Naylor, NPR News, Cayford Mountain, West Virginia.